So, at this point in the game, I guess I'll stay with iOS 6 and see you. Eventually, they'll update it, and that's where my worry comes in, my first worry. From what I had read, although the iPhone 3GS can take the iOS 6 update, it will not be able to be updated afterwards. In other words, any updates to iOS 6 won't go through. If that's the case, my only resort would be to jailbreak it with Absinthe, something like that, on my Mac OS, like on my Mac, and retrograde it back to 5.1.1, but it'll be jailbroken, which is fine anyway, I really don't care. But, I don't know, I feel like Steve Jobs is probably turning in his grave right now, going, what the heck did you guys do? I don't think this would have happened under Jobs. I could be wrong, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem right somehow. I can't do much with my Android phone, as many of you know. Audio Boo just doesn't run very well under Android for whatever reason. So I'm thinking, okay, I better start looking at alternatives. I mainly use my iPod or my iPhone, whatever, to listen to music, to check my mail, and for Audio Boo, really, and for maps. So I'm thinking to myself, hang on, that was quite the rambunctious little dog there back there. I may have to resort back to using my Zoom digital recorder to record my Audio Boos, and then wait till either I get home or, say, at the office, I just plug in my Zoom through the USB interface and then upload my Audio Boos that way. Not ideal. The sound quality will probably be excellent because the Zoom does have an excellent sound quality, but it just won't be the same thing. It won't have that immediacy that I was hoping to get with a proper iOS device on a proper data plan and be able to audio boo, say like Mac or like Simon. You know, just on the fly, fire it up, do an audio boo, take a picture, attribute it to the audio boo, and away you go. I don't know. Anyway. Those are my thoughts this morning. Thoughts of technology. BlackBerry system went down in Asia, Africa, and parts of Europe. And can you imagine that? Their system going down on the day that the iPhone 5 was released. And even that, I wonder about even the iPhone 5 too. I've heard that a lot of people standing in line to buy them are just people that just want to flip them. So they'll buy them for $500 or whatever, $500, $600, $700 in some cases, depending on the model. And then they get out the door and just as soon turn around and sell them for like $1,200 and $1,300 to make a profit. So it's pretty amazing to think, you know, that it's almost like an investment, and that's how they see it. Okay. Other than that, I've got a quiet weekend coming. I've got some work to do, some renovation at the house, and hopefully I get to play with my new toy that I got yesterday. I got a Fostex 8-track, a multi-track 8-track digital recorder to fool around with my music and stuff. And it's got like built-in mic simulators, it's got built-in amplifier simulators and guitar effects. It's going to be interesting. Well, I'll have more on that later. Bye, everyone.